Well, speaking of being an outsider, we have done extensive reporting on this show on malicious right-wing extremists, even lone violent actors like the Pentagon shooter or the man that flew a private plane into the IRS building in Texas. But is it fair to lump them all into the same group? To assume that there is a larger force that brings these people together? Some say that that's exactly what a so-called paranoid center wants. One that chooses to point fingers and to spread fear to stop free speech in this country, if they can label it as hate. So who is really the danger? Well, here to discuss it with me, I have the managing editor for Reason Magazine, Jesse Walker. Jesse, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote this article about the paranoid center. Very interesting. I want to know who exactly is in this center that you speak of.
It's largely people in the media, also some people in the government. There's a rather infamous paper that the Department of Homeland Security did last year looking at the dangers of right-wing extremism. There was another one they did that didn't get as much attention about left-wing extremism. And what the Paranoid Center is, we hear so much about the paranoia of the extremes, people who are always connecting things into patterns that don't quite add up. But this habit of trying to connect things into patterns that aren't always there, that hits everybody, including the center. And what we're seeing right now is, on the one hand, anytime there's a violent eruption that can be in any way connected to the right, and often it's sometimes someone not on the right, sometimes it's not actually a violent eruption, it's pulled together into this narrative of this right-wing extremism on the rise, or violence on the rise on the political fringes. And at the same time, there's this tendency to lump it together with people who aren't violent or even necessarily all that extreme, but who share some of the same criticisms. So that, for example, when that census worker was found dead last year, you had people saying this was one headline, was send the body to Glenn Beck. Now, it turned out he wasn't even killed by an extremist. According to the conclusions the police reached, he was he had committed suicide. But there's, because we have that narrative, that story, everything gets plugged into it. And people build out this fear that's unwarranted.
Now, do you think that that only happens with these fringe groups on the right that are called militias, extremists? Is there something comparable on the left side?
Because there's a Democratic president, most of the energy of opposition is on the right, and most of the tutting from the establishment is towards people on the right. But you could see the equivalent happening on the left when there's a Republican president. Something that's good to compare is, during the anti-war marches of a few years ago, you would often see these stories, often on the blogs, where for people who are pro-war would highlight the most embarrassing or ridiculous or offensive signs or people they could find in the march. Even though the great majority of people who are marching, are ordinary people who oppose the war. We're seeing the same thing happen now with the Tea Parties. People, they zero in on the person who's, thinks that Barack Obama killed Kennedy or whatever, And when in fact, the core message of the Tea Parties is a very mainstream concern about excessive government spending, and particularly bailouts and the like. And so that's an example. I think the way it's pointing rightwards right now.
Now, I think it's always easy to zero in on these so-called crazies. They stick out like sore thumbs. So why not point a finger, laugh at them, cry about them, whatever you want to do.
There's nothing wrong with covering
it. But you say
it.
That this center, if we're going to say that the center, I guess, is more mainstream, more establishment,
the centers of power and influence.
You say that they can be more dangerous, more violent, more threatening. And how is that? Is that because of the power that they hold?
Yeah, at any point in American history where you see violence being done on a massive scale to people, against any group of people, it's because in the center of opinion in society at that moment is behind it. And at the time of the lynchings, it was a centrist opinion, in the South, was one of basically supporting this sort of parastate apparatus that was killing black people, or out west killing blacks and Chinese and Mexicans. More recently we've had one thing we're undergoing right now is all these wrong-door SWAT raids, which is not politically directed, but it follows from the militarization of law enforcement and the drug war. And, this is doing immense amount of damage. And it's something that's just not discussed as an issue most of the time, although it's done far more damage than you know, I mean, one guy flying a plane into an IRS agent and, I mean, unfortunately, killing one person. I mean,
so,
it's a bad
they're
thing.
They're worse. You think that, let's say, the people that will follow this paranoid center that will, I don't know if you want to call them, be brainwashed, but that will follow them
it's not brainwashing.
Blindly into whatever war they choose to fight, those people are worse than the lone gunman or the lone person that wants to fly their plane into a building?
It's not a matter of somebody following the narrative is going to go off and shoot somebody. I don't think that's not what's happening
here.
But what is more dangerous ultimately is, I mean, let me put it this way. The guns are in the hands of, there's far more guns in the hands of the government than there are in the hands of a bunch of yahoos running around in the woods, you know, pretending to be, you know, some paramilitary force. And there's a lot more room for things to go wrong. And I am far more concerned about abuses of police power, abuses of investigative power, than I am about the occasional people who go pop off. Inevitably, every year, somebody goes postal. A few people go postal. We've learned to deal with that as a society. It's good to try to limit it. But we should not try to blow it up into something more than it is.
All right, Jesse, I want to thank you for being here. Jesse Walker from Reason Magazine saying that really we have to fear the paranoid center, perhaps the powers at large, more than those on the fringes that are called extremists and who get lumped into being called crazy.